Galatians 4 and 4 says, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you're no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir." That's the great news of Christmas. God sent Jesus to make us his sons.
Let's 38 of the Pew Bible and also on the screen. So we're looking at the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 15. When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. Lovely to see you. Happy Christmas, if I haven't said happy Christmas to you already. You were nearly celebrating really well in that last song. Some of you seem to be waking up. I got the impression that some of you have had too much mince pies and are maybe sleeping off some of the food still, but that's all right. Now, young men, let me just ask a question of everybody first. Have we got any shepherds in the building? Does anybody work as a shepherd? Has anybody ever worked as a shepherd? Oh, there's a shepherd down there. That's excellent. Let me just come down here quickly. You've worked as a shepherd.
I gave birth to a lamb.
Last Easter. Right, okay. I think maybe you helped give birth to a lamb because I can't deal with that image. Okay, so you've done a bit of shepherding.
Just 1 week.
Was shepherding hard work?
Yes, I was in charge of mucking out.
Okay, so it wasn't exactly a kind of a pleasant, happy, joyful place to be, or it could be, but it was a dirty job.
It was a dirty job, but it was pleasant in that I was supporting my son and granddaughters who were experts.
Excellent. Oh, well, it's good to hear from some proper shepherding, isn't it? And I'm going to refer back to that in a minute. Now I want hands up for anybody who has ever been a shepherd in a nativity play. And this includes all these people who are drawing down here. How many people have been shepherds in nativity plays? Hands up. Grown-ups as well, come on. Yeah, okay, excellent. Just while I've got these young people up here, I need you to multitask. Is that possible? Right, so... Oh, okay, there's a bit of sexism going on here. Girls do it better. They're multitasking, they're girls. No fighting, shepherds, please, thank you. Just tell me, when you were shepherds, did you have to walk in slowly carrying sheep?
I had to come on dancing. It was for a nativity.
You had to come on dancing. Excellent, I like to hear that. And what about the rest of you when you were shepherds? Did you come in slowly and stately, or did you have to run, or did you have to dance, or?
Just walk.
Just walked. Okay, so there's a nice mixture of things going on there. I think it's quite interesting because most of the nativity plays that I have seen or been in, there's been some very important grown-up, usually some Sunday school leader, telling you you have to walk down the aisle very slowly and very serenely while we're singing, while shepherds watch their flocks by night. And that's not what the Bible says. That's just not how it is. It says, in some of the translations, it says they made haste. In other translations, it says they hurried. And I like to think that they ran because they'd got this good news and they were excited about what these angels had told them. And so they hurried off to Bethlehem to see what was going on. They didn't come down the aisle slowly. I'm pleased to hear about shepherds dancing in. That's really good. Wonder what they were dancing into, but find that out later. The shepherds had had these angels appear to them, and they'd received this good news, and they were excited about it. The shepherding is an interesting pastime, and it's good to hear some of that, sort of how shepherding is, and to hear that they're experts and that you were able to help with them last Easter. But the shepherds, back at the time that Jesus was born, they were actually living on the outside edges of society. They were kind of cast out from everybody else. They weren't allowed to come into the temple to worship because they were spending time with animals which were felt to be unclean, and so they would have to go through lots of ceremonial cleaning to be able to come and be part of the community. So it could be quite a lonely kind of place. And yet they had this good news. And the other thought that occurred to me of thinking about these shepherds was that they were working. Anybody working on Christmas Day this year? Few people. I was working Christmas Day. The shepherds, they were working up to, and the angels arrived. They ran into Bethlehem. They saw the baby Jesus. They went back glorifying and praising God, back to the place where they were doing their work. They were going back to their normal, everyday routine. Of course, as a church, we've been thinking about living the life, and we've been thinking about how we live our lives on our own front lives. For some of us, that's work. For some of us, that's home. That's family. That's hospital. That's going to the doctors. That's all sorts of different things for each of us. But we hear the good news where we are, and we have this good news to take back to where we are going to when we leave church each Sunday. So the shepherds were all excited about this good news. But in that same passage that we read this morning, we also have Mary. And Mary sat quietly and she pondered in her heart the good news that was happening. And I have to be honest, some people say I'm a bit of a cynic, and perhaps I am. But I have to be honest, as I was approaching this Sunday and approaching this sermon and thinking about the good news and the excitement, I then remembered that it's Holy Innocents Sunday, the Sunday when we think about how Herod made this order that all the boys under 2 in Bethlehem should be attacked. And that made me think about some of the things that are going on in the world, the stuff that happened in the school in Pakistan just 2 weeks or so ago, the stuff that's happened over this last year that we've heard about with children who have been attacked in Syria and in other countries, very often for their faith. And I thought, what good news have we got? What is this good news? How can I go to somebody? How can I speak to the lady at work this week who is dealing with having to put her mum into care because of dementia, who's dealing with a brother who's dying from cancer? How can I share good news with this lady? What is this good news I've got? And I found it a bit of a struggle and started to think again, what is this good news that we have to share? And there are two things that come to mind. The first, and they're very simple things, the first is that we are reminded in Matthew's Gospel that Jesus came to be Emmanuel. One of the names we give to Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. Whatever our circumstances, whether we're experiencing the joy and the excitement of Christmas, God is with us. If it's been a lonely, difficult time, God is with us. And it's more than that. from the reading that, I was a bit late because I've come up from Quakers Road, from the reading that was on the service sheet, did you read Galatians 4? Nigel read you Galatians 4. From that Galatians 4 reading, it's more than just that God is with us. It's that God, through Jesus, invites us to be his children. No longer alone, but his children. We have him as our father through the birth of this baby Jesus. And that's the good news that we have. We're not alone. God is with us. We are his children. When I was pondering this and thinking about it, I went into the chapel at work. I work in a homelessness centre for homeless men. And I found a poem that was up on the notice board that had been written by a guy with a great name. This guy's called Whistler Smith, which I think is a fantastic name. Whistler was a resident in our centre back in 2010, which is when he wrote this poem. And it just said exactly what I had been thinking about. Let me read you what he wrote. It's called Alone. I was walking down the street, feeling sad and alone. I had a tear ready to fall, as I had no one to call my own. So I looked up to the heavens for the first time and asked, God, please come to me at this point in time. God answered me, to my surprise, and said, this is how it is and why. My child, I have always been with you from when you were born. So have no fear and tell the world that you have someone to call your own. Having decided I was using this morning, I was even more surprised when on Christmas morning, as I was at work at reception, Whistler actually came in to work. I haven't seen him for a couple of years. And sadly, he's back on the street at the moment. And he came in to get some dry shoes and dry socks. And I sort of said to him, well, how are things, Whistler? It's great to see you. And he said, well, I'm having a bit of trouble with the wife and I'm back on the street. He said, but God's still with me. I didn't have to ask him. He just said it. He said, God is still with me. And his eyes were sparkling and he's not using drugs and hasn't been for some time and he's looking quite healthy. He had found this good news that God is with us and that we can become part of his family because this baby was born. We have good news. The word gospel, good news. We have a gospel to proclaim, good news for all the people of earth. The gospel of a Savior's name. We sing his glory, tell his worth. Our good news is that there's a baby called Jesus Emmanuel. Jesus, meaning the one who comes to save us from wrong, to save us from isolation, to save us from loneliness. Jesus who makes possible Emmanuel, God with us. The shepherds, in their excitement, went back to their everyday lives full of the good stuff and the bad stuff with an exciting message of good news. We are God's own children, and he is always with us. Mary quietly pondered and treasured these things in her heart. We are God's own children. He is always with us. And so let's follow their example, whether it be with shouts of joy or with whispers of comfort. And tell the people that we meet, you are not alone. You are God's own children. He is always with you. Amen.